The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. All right, the Boss and E Street are headed back out on the road. Yes, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band go on tour, their first since 2017, next year. The first stop is April 28th in Barcelona. Springsteen has already posted the European leg of the tour to his Instagram. No word yet on U.S. tour dates. The E Street Band and Springsteen have performed together since 1972. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2014. Queen Latifah is ready for some real talk about weight and wellness. The Equalizer star has experienced working in entertainment and the public scrutiny that comes with it in a range of sizes. She told CNN she's aware that she's been a positive role model to some plus-size women because she's been so successful in a world that judges women in particular based on how they look. Queen Latifah now wants to share her spirit of empowerment by partnering with the pharmaceutical company Novo Nordisk for a campaign that aims to refocus the conversation about obesity from weight to one about health. Statistics show 41% of Americans are obese, which includes 4 out of 5 black women. Queen Latifah said she wants people to put more thought into the impact of obesity has on health and spend less time blaming and shaming themselves for their body size. We've all heard hit songs that were covered by other musicians, but which song do you think might be the most covered song in music history? First, you have to research the online cover song database, Secondhand Songs. With almost 2,200 recorded versions, Summertime is the most covered song ever. Written by George Gershwin, Ira Gershwin, and DuBose Haywood, it was first performed by Abby Mitchell in the opera Porgy and Bess in 1935 and first recorded by her the same year. Pete Seeger, Lou Rawls, the Righteous Brothers, Al Green, and Lawrence Welk are among the many who have tried to put their stamp on it, and the version by Janis Joplin remains one of that ill-fated singer's most famous songs. That music festival, presented by Come Here North Carolina, is a 2-day event in Durham celebrating the artists who make music right here in North Carolina. The music festival is being held at Durham Bulls Athletic Park on Friday, June 24th, and Saturday, June 25th, on 3 stages. You'll see a dozen artists on the main stage. On Friday, it's the Steep Canyon Rangers, American Aquarium, Delta Ray, Violet Bell, the Boulevards, and Reezy Palmer. On Saturday, the Mountain Goats, Mipso, Chatham County Line, Dylan Fence, Jim Lauderdale, and Yarn. On the landing stage Friday, Jason Adamo Band, the Dune Dogs, and Into the Fog. Saturday, it's XOXOK, Hank Patty and the Current, and Clint Roberts. On the concourse stage, Friday, it's Kate Rudy, Molly Stevens, and Blue Cactus. Saturday, Skylar Gudaz, Autumn Band, plus Kenneth Stewart, Paige King Johnson, and Dawn Landis. Single-day tickets and weekend passes are available. All right, next couple of weeks at the Lincoln Theater, on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Friday, June 3rd, Applied Science, 311, War Within a Breath, Make Yourself, Incubus, is at 8:30. Saturday, June 4th, Buried Alive, a Fish Tribute, and Moonwater, Widespread Panic Tribute. That also, 8:30. Friday, June 10th, Pinkest Floyd, of course, a tribute to Pink Floyd, at 8:30. Saturday, June 11th, Abbey Road Live, the kid-friendly matinee at 4 o'clock. And then Abbey Road Live, the evening show, is at 8 o'clock. Friday, June 17th, Mariah the Scientist, the experimental tour, 8 o'clock. Saturday, June 18th, Garcia Peoples, 8:30. Friday, June 24th, The Breakfast Club, America's favorite 80s tribute band. They start up at 9. And Sunday, June 26th, Ian Noe at 8 o'clock. All right. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9 o'clock, unless noted, and there's a whole bunch of unless noted coming up in the coming weeks. Wednesday, June 1st, Al Olander with James Felice of the Felice Brothers, 8 o'clock. Thursday, June 2nd, Thank You Scientists with Strawberry Girls and Art Thief at 8. Friday, June 3rd, Maiden Voyage, Iron Maiden tribute with the Wild Ones, which is a Thin Lizzy tribute. Saturday, June 4th, Mussolini and Ninth Wonder with Swank and Draft, Shakes and Troy, Carolina. Sunday, June 5th, Reed Turchie and Certain Seas and Organ Failure, 8 o'clock. Monday, June 6th, The Bergamot with Carolina Songbirds, 8 o'clock. Also at 8 o'clock on Tuesday, June 7th, Michaela Davis with the Matson 2. Wednesday, June 8th, Waylon Storms with Service and Mr. Phils. Thursday, June 9th, the return of Juxton Roy with the Bronze Age and Penalty Box. Friday, June 10th, Marissa Nadler with Reese McHenry. Saturday, June 11th, Bach to Rock, Apex Battle of the Bands 3, 1 o'clock, and this is a free event. And that night, Sons of Paradise, Revolution After Party, and that starts at 11:30. Sunday, June 12th, JAMF, Jams, Jazz Artists Moving Forward, that's what that means, JAMF, Jazz Artists Moving Forward. They start at 8 o'clock. Monday, June 13th, Iron Gag with Pathogenesis, album release, and 6 Foot Sleep, all starts at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, June 15th, The Free Coasters at 8. Thursday, June 16th, Sam Birchfield and the Scoundrels, plus Pierce Eden. That's at 8 o'clock. Friday, June 17th, Move Me Brightly with Nectar, A Night of the Grateful Dead and Fish. Saturday, June 18th, DJ 9 at 9. And Sunday, June 19th, CBDB with Four String. And that starts at 8 o'clock. Okay, at the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, again, most shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, June 2nd, Churches. Friday, June 3rd, Kip Moore, How High Tour. Tuesday, June 7th, Still Woozy, If This Isn't Nice Tour. Tuesday, June 14th, Bell and Sebastian. Saturday, June 25th, Trap Bingo. Friday, July 1st, Purity Ring. Friday, July 8th, El Gran Combo 60th Anniversary World Tour 2022. And Wednesday, July 20th, Hanson, Red, Green, Blue 2022 Tour. Okay, next up, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Thursday and Friday, June 2nd and 3rd, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony from the North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Sunday, June 5th, the Raleigh Ringer Spring Concert, also at Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, June 11th, Joe Coy, Funny is Funny World Tour. As one of today's premier stand-up comics, Joe Coy has become or has come a long way from his modest beginnings, performing at a Las Vegas coffee house. And he's performing at Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, June 12th, break, and Cambio USA tour. Their ability to merge pop music with romantic ballads has taken them to the top of the charts and has won them various awards like Latin Grammys and Billboard Awards. They're at Memorial Auditorium. Wednesday, June 5th, Game Grumps Live, Tournament of Gamers, Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday, June 17th, Neha Kakkar. She has hit the music industry by storm and is back for a one-night special performance with Indian idols and dancers. Now, this young lady has 7 million followers and a very strong fan base. And she's in Memorial Auditorium. That's Friday, June 17th. Saturday, June 18th, Comedy Queen Monique and Friends. Come witness a night of laughter with the legendary Comedy Queen. Joining her will be a couple of her friends to add to the laughter. Don't miss the opportunity to catch her live at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, June 24th, Rupi Kaur World Tour, a poet, artist, and performer. As a 21-year-old university student, he wrote, illustrated, and self-published her first poetry collection, Milk and Honey. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, June 25th, Performance Edge 2022 Summer Showcase. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday and Sunday, July 9 and 10, C.S. Lewis, The Great Divorce. Take a bus ride to heaven in this imaginative work. C.S. Lewis's mesmerizing fantasy about heaven, hell, and the choice between them comes to life with Lewis's signature wit, amazing actors, and dazzling state-of-the-art stagecraft. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday and Sunday, July 9 and 10, Paw Patrol Live, The Great Pirate Adventure. Saturday, July 16th, Orchestra Noir, the Atlanta African American Orchestra. Through orchestral performance, Orchestra Noir aims to celebrate the cultural achievements of African American music pioneers across all genres of music, including classical, hip-hop, and R&B. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Switching gears to Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. And, currently, through June 5th, it is Hamilton, the story of America then told by America now. Tuesday, June 7th, Bonnie Raitt, Just Like That Tour 2022. She's a singer, songwriter, and guitarist whose unique style blends blues, R&B, rock, and pop. After 20 years as a cult favorite, she broke through to the top in the early 90s with her Grammy Award-winning albums Nick of Time and Luck of the Draw. Bonnie is also one of Rolling Stone magazine's 100 greatest singers and guitarists of all time. Wednesday, June 8th, the return of Chris Rock, his Ego Death World Tour 2022. Use of mobile phones or cameras prohibited during the show. Saturday, June 11th, it's Chelsea Handler, Vaccinated and Horny Tour. a comedian, television host, best-selling author, and advocate whose humor and candor have established her as one of the most celebrated voices in entertainment and pop culture. Tuesday through Sunday, June 14th through the 19th, Jesus Christ Superstar, an iconic musical phenomenon with a worldwide fan base. Now, in celebration of its 50th anniversary, a new mesmerizing production comes to North America. This production won the 2017 Olivier Award for Best Musical Revival, garnering unprecedented reviews and accolades. Wednesday, June 22nd, Pucifer. Over the years, Pucifer tours have traversed the Arizona desert and explored the barn dances of the American South. With their latest existential reckoning, the Pusaverse expanded into the cosmos. Whatever that means. Friday, June 24th, it's Air Supply. The duo of Graham Russell and Russell Hitchcock began in 1975. Russell provided the words, Hitchcock the distinctive tenor vocals, and Air Supply was born. In a very short time, they found themselves with seven consecutive top five hits, such as Lost in Love, All Out of Love, and Even the Nights Are Better. Okay, Wednesday, July 6th, Celeste Barber, Fine Thanks, live tour. Tuesday, July 19th, Steely Dan, Earth After Hours tour. Sunday, July 31st, Boss Gags, Out of the Blues Tour. Okay, staying in Durham, we're going to check out the lineup for Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday, June 3rd, Robert Earl Keane, I'm Coming Home, The Road Goes On Forever, until it doesn't. Legendary Texas songwriter and entertainer Robert Earl Keane wraps up 41 years on the road with his 2022 final tour. Saturday, June 4th, Ray LaMontagne, the Monovision Tour. Monovision includes breakout songs such as I Was Born to Love You and the number one AAA radio single, Strong Enough. And the show starts at 7:30. Sunday, June 5th, the Empower Experience. Since 2017, Empower has cultivated an experience like no other. The performance starts at 4:15. Thursday, June 9th, Happy Together Tour. Hitmakers from the 60s and 70s, including the Turtles, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Association, the Buckinghams, the Vogues, and the Cowsills. Sunday, June 12th, Mandy Moore in Real Life Tour. On her new album, Moore shares a window into her world and all that illuminates it. Friday, June 17th, Marc Maron, This May Be the Last Time Tour. With his landmark podcast, WTF with Marc Maron, which averages 6 million downloads per month, Maron has interviewed icons such as Robin Williams, Keith Richards, and former U.S. President Barack Obama. Wednesday, June 22nd, Home Free, the summer 2022 tour. All vocal country entertainers, the group Home Free has made its mark on the music scene, racking up nearly 600,000 album equivalents globally, embarking on major international tours, amassing 500-plus million views, and over 1.3 million subscribers on YouTube. Saturday, July 16th, it's Nimesh Patel. He's a comedian with more than 500,000 TikTok followers. And they could be wrong about his stand-up, but they're probably not. Sunday, July 31st, Tim Heidecker Live. Tim Heidecker of stand-up comedy is the epitome of a truth-telling comic with none of the talent, but all the narcissism and aggression. That from Vulture. Okay, Raleigh Improv, Parkside Main Street in Cary. Thursday, June 2nd, it's the Christie Show. Then Friday and Saturday, June 3rd and 4th, Ashley Gavin, comedian, actor, and writer, best known for her top-charting podcast, We're Having Gay Sex. Her viral comedy and sketch videos on TikTok have earned her 500,000 followers. Friday through Sunday, June 10 through 12, it's Mark Curry. Marcus is an American actor, comedian, and host. He is best known as the star of the ABC sitcom Hanging with Mr. Cooper, and as one of the various hosts of the syndicated series, It's Showtime at the Apollo. Curry starred in Nick at Night's first ever original live-action family comedy series, See Dad Run, as Scott Baio's best friend, Marcus, from 2012 to 2015. Thursday through Sunday, June 16th through the 19th, John Lovitz, one of the best-known comedians for the last 35 years, he got his start acting in high school plays and developing his skills at the University of California, Irvine, where he earned his B.A. in drama. Friday and Saturday, June 17 and 18, Lisa Traeger. Traeger most recently filmed her Netflix half-hour stand-up comedy special, which is part of a new series called The Degenerates. Then Thursday through Sunday, June 23rd through the 26th, at Raleigh Improv, Tommy Davidson. Tommy Davidson's exceptional range from stand-up comedy and acting to versatile music accomplishments have earned him a reputation as an extraordinary performer. He's probably best known for his hit television show, In Living Color. All shows at Raleigh Improv are 18+, unless noted. Then moving to Goodnight's Comedy Club, Thursday, June 2nd, Lingan Mitra, one of only 100 comedians invited to perform on the remake of NBC's Last Comic Standing, and went on to be the winner of the show's Comic Comeback Contest. Friday through Sunday, June 3rd through the 5th, Darren Brand, from his humble beginnings as the funny man on campus at North Carolina A&T State University, he gained traction in the comedy world on Freestyle Funny Comedy Show with comrades Chico Bean, B-Dat, and Osama Bin Drinken. Thursday through Saturday, June 9th through the 11th, Nick Mullen. Mullen has a sizable following on Twitter as well as a popular blog on Thought Catalog via the character Nicole Mullen. Friday through Sunday, June 17th through the 19th, it's Bruce Bruce. The mighty Bruce Bruce is an unstoppable comedic force and one of America's favorite joke tellers. Rising up through Atlanta's competitive stand-up scene, Bruce Bruce has been winning over audiences with his steady, sharp-witted style and larger-than-life personality that you can't help but love. Then Thursday through Saturday, June 23rd through the 25th, Kevin Nealon. Kevin hits the stage like your favorite uncle telling a story at Thanksgiving. Casual, relatable, and with the perfect amount of dry wit and deadpan humor. Nielsen has a personality and a conversational style that you can't help but like. And again, special note, all shows are 18 plus, unless noted. All right, let's check out some of the festivals around North Carolina. June 3rd and 4th, the North Carolina Black Bear Festival. That takes place down east at Plymouth. June 3rd through the 5th, Okra Folk Festival. That's in Ocracoke. June 3rd through the 5th, The Gathering at Paint Rock Farm in Hot Springs. June 4th, Raleigh's International Food Festival. Also on June 4th, Cold Mountain Music Festival, Lake Logan. June 10 and 11, the Cherry Bounce Festival, that is in Forest City. June 16th through the 18th, Willow Oak Park Bluegrass Festival, and that is in Roxboro. June 17 and 18, the North Carolina Blueberry Festival in Burgaw. Also, June 17 and 18, the North Carolina Rhododendron Festival in Bakersville. June 17th through the 19th, Rogallo Kite Festival, Jockeys Ridge State Park. June 18th, Juneteenth Festival in Concord. June 24th and 25th, that music fest in Durham that I mentioned earlier in the program. June 25th, Triad Veg Fest, Greensboro Center City Park. June 25th, out, Raleigh Pride. Got a couple in early July as well, July 1st and 2nd, Christmas in July. That's up in West Jefferson. July 1st and 2nd as well, Graham County Heritage Festival in Robbinsville. July 1st through the 4th, the North Carolina 4th of July Festival in Southport. That's been going on a lot of years. July 2nd and 4th, another one long time, Festival for the Eno. That's at West Point on the Eno, Durham City Park. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.